Could we have an approval of the minutes from the last meeting?
So I'll move.
Okay.
I don't think anybody has any public comment. Oh, yeah, is everybody in favor of the approving the minutes?
Aye.
Thanks.
I'm doing this out of sheer enjoyment, not to help her. She knows it.
Come on, Brenda, you're going to have to really, really carry here. All right, no public comment. Joe?
Yes, the first item is an ordinance updating the county code of ordinance. This is something that I brought to the committee well over a year ago. We've been working on this for some time. We hired American Legal Publishing again to recodify our county ordinances, and what that basically, and here's a copy of our county, the new county code in front of you. It's also on the county webpage. But basically what that means is when the county board passes an ordinance, they recodify it, they put it in chapter form to make it consistent with the county code. They also do a legal review where they look at the state statutes, they find any errors in writing the ordinance, and then we correct it when we publish the new code and we pass this ordinance. So essentially that's what this is. It's all the county codes, you know, private sewage code, zoning ordinances.
Anything changing of any significance to anybody?
Just editorial type changes.
I assume it's this.
Not substance. I mean, there's no new ordinances that are inserted. They're existing ordinances that were basically updated is what it comes down to. So, yeah, and if you look at, I gave everybody a copy of the resolution. If you look on the third page, there's a table of contents which shows you what's all included in the county code. And that's basically everything that's in here. And it's sorted by title, you know, the administrative codes, general regulations, those that apply to businesses, land uses is a big one, public works, and a lot of references. It's something that you all probably aren't used to looking at. It's something that the staff refers to all the time, state's attorney's office and everything. You know, we've all for years had these little books next to our desks as we've enforced county ordinances. And now with it being on the web page, it's just going to be that much easier. And also, make it available to the public to use.
Just so I understand how it works, on land usage, for example, so when Planning and Development makes an amendment to their code, does that go into this immediately, or is...
So the way I believe we're going to administer it, when they make a change, it becomes effective immediately, but this thing hasn't been updated in the past. It's been several years since we updated. I think the way moving forward, we're going to have American Legal immediately update the web version on the internet, and then these book copies will be updated either quarterly or semi-annually. It doesn't make sense every month because what they do is when they update it, they send us, we've got like 30 of these books that will be in circulation in the clerk's office and everything. They sent us all the inserts, and I'm probably not going to do that monthly. I'll probably do it quarterly or something. Right. But on the web, we'll update it immediately.
Okay.
Yeah, I think when we were the city, they would do that yearly, I think, because of all the little tidbits you were putting in there and making your own hole punch and whatever, put it in there. And so to be more cost efficient, I guess, or effective, do it over a long period of time rather than...
Okay.
So anyway, it's been a big project for me over the last 2 years. State's Attorney's Office worked with me on it, and the departments, there's only a handful of departments that have a lot of codes in here. Planning and Development's one of the big ones, the Health Department, but we've got everything up to date, and you know, it's defensible in court is the best way to put it.
Alright, does anybody have any questions?
Do you need a motion to approve this?
Yes.
Okay, so move.
Second.
Should we do a... We don't have to do a voice vote, right? All in favor?
Probably do voice.
Okay, voice vote. Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
And I would vote yes.
I just noticed I didn't include signature blocks on my copy. I'm going to have to get your signatures later.
Okay.
If that's okay. Sorry about that.
Sorry. And then, Joe, do you want to discuss the jury changes then?
Yeah, I didn't list legislative updates. When I prepared this agenda, quite frankly, I didn't anticipate having anything because the veto session, which has been going on, in Springfield, we weren't aware that there were any issues that would affect the county. They're obviously, we've all been reading about the state has their issues and problems and all the things that they've been talking about, and Mike's familiar with a lot more of them. But we were up in Springfield last Monday for a Metro County's meeting, and we were alerted that this juror pay bill had basically, and our view came out of nowhere. We weren't aware of it and had already passed the House. So we were scrambling. Basically, it's an unfunded mandate. It's the state passing legislation that costs counties, in this case, money without providing a revenue source to pay for it. So we were opposed to it. We were assured that this thing wasn't going to be acted on until January. We went ahead and asked Bellwether LLC, who's a cost accounting firm, to go ahead and prepare estimates of what impact this would have on counties. And very quickly, at the end of the, I don't know if it was Wednesday or Thursday, the Senate went ahead and passed it. And basically what our lobbyist was told is that, and this came from the trial lawyers association who pushed this thing, is that they would support amending this thing to close the gap on the revenue loss. Because it's pretty significant. You look from Madison County, it's only estimated at 151. I haven't seen the raw data on this. I want to recheck it, make sure that's right. I thought it would be higher. The reason it's probably not higher is I think they have a pretty efficient system over there for calling jurors and not having them here and paying them and all of that. So their juror pool management system is probably efficient compared to some of these other counties. But as you can see, Peoria County, 415,000. There's one estimate that the city of Chicago alone, this is going to be like $6 million in new costs for them. So had the legislators had this information before they voted, who knows what would have happened. It might have derailed the thing.
They wouldn't have read it.
Yeah.
And told what to vote and how to vote, and that's what they did.
Well.
And I think the trial lawyers are for it, good. And let's, like you said, let's start the filing fees, jack them up, and make them pay. And they can just sit there and go, maybe this wasn't a good idea.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they get so much garbage up there without having to pay anything. Not all of them, I shouldn't say that, because there's a lot of good attorneys
who
do a lot of good things. And that's the problem. There's probably a lot of them that weren't in favor of this, but the association pushed it. So.
Right. And I don't know, the merit of paying jurors. I mean, right now the way the law is written is we have to pay them a minimum of $10 a day, but we can pay them more if we choose to require the county board to pass an ordinance. So if someone's out there arguing that jurors need to be paid more because it costs more to park in the city of Chicago or someplace like that, increase it.
Right.
Don't force this on the rest of the state.
Right.
So, I mean, or if you think that $25 a day or $50 a day is what we should pay our jurors, then give us the money to pay them that.
Right.
So.
Okay.
You said Bill voted no.
Bill voted no.
Voted no.
Right, but I think the vote was pretty strong.
Was Dan there when they? Well, this was just last week, so he was there.
Yeah, but the House voted on this thing before the counties even knew about it.
Yeah.
So there wasn't an opportunity.
So Dan voted for it then?
I don't know. I just looked at the Senate vote. We thought it was going to be put on hold until January because one of the senators placed a fiscal note on it, which means that it can't be called for a vote until the numbers are prepared on what the impacts would be. So that takes a couple weeks at a minimum. So we thought it would be January. Well, some deal was made, and they pulled the request for the fiscal note and went ahead and voted on it. So, but other than that, not much else going on.
That's it. Anybody else have anything to bring before the committee? We would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Here, I'll tell you who voted for it.
Second.
All in favor of adjournment?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.